It's wonderful to be here at
St. Douglas to College Can event.
You have a lovely, lovely school here.
Personally, I never liked the school too much, to tell you the truth.
I went to a lot of them.
I studied with these fellows, the Jesuits, for quite a few years, and
I almost finished with them,
but something happened just towards the end. I don't want to get into it, but
after I got kicked out of there,
I went to this school, this wonderful seminary, it's called Gregorian Seminary in Rome. It was named after the very famous chant of the same name.
Some people, they say the chant was the name for the school.
I don't know. It's like, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg, you know.
And then Vatican sent me to this school.
Place to call it the Marconi School of Broadcasting. I went to the Reggio Calabria branch.
That's the best branch. You're from a Reggio?
Are you really? Amazing. Reggio, alto or basso? You know, basso, Reggio basso.
Then you know school. Yes, you know my school.
Did you go there? You know, it is a co-ed now. Just the last couple of years, it's a co-ed. I find the education, though, I think it don't matter where you go to school. Italy, America, Brazil, Costa Rica, it's all the same. It's all just a memorization. And it don't matter how long you can remember anything, just so you can pare it back for the test. And I got this idea for a school I would like to start. Something called the 5-Minute University. And the idea is that in 5 minutes, you learn what the average college graduate remembers 5 years after he or she's out of school. Would cost like $20. And that might seem like a lot of money, you know, $20 just for 5 minutes. But that's for like a tuition, cap and gown rental, graduation picture, snacks, everything included. Actually, it's not the 5 minutes of a school. About 1.5 minutes is taken up registering. And then it's really about the 2 minutes of a school. You know, it's like in college, you have to take a foreign language. Well, at the 5-minute university, you can have your choice. Any language you want, you can pick it. Say if you want to take Spanish, what I teach you is, ¿cómo está usted? That means, how are you? And the response is, muy bien. It means very well. And believe me, if you took 2 years of college Spanish, 5 years after you're out of school, ¿cómo está usted? Muy bien. It's about all you're going to remember.
So in my school, that's all you learn.
You see, you don't have to waste your time with the conjugations, vocabulary, all that junk. Just forget it anyway. What's the difference?
Economics?
Supply and demand. That's it. That's it. Business is you buy something and you sell it for more. Theology, I'm going to have, you know, a little theology department. It's only right since I'm a priest. And what you have to learn in theology is the answer to the question, where is God? God is everywhere. That's right. Party line. God bless you. Do you know why? Because he likes you. That's a kind of a combination of the Disney and Roman Catholic philosophies, you know? Well, after the courses are over, then it's a time for a little Easter vacation. No time to go to Fort Lauderdale, though. It only lasts for like 20 seconds.
But what I do is, I turn on the spotlight,
the sun lamp before you, you know, and you can sit there, get some rays. I give you a little glass of orange juice. That's the snack part, orange juice. And then, after Easter vacation, it's time for the final exams. I say to you, ¿Cómo está usted? You say, muy bien. Very good. Where is God?
Everywhere.
Economics?
Blinded.
Hey, wonderful. Well, if you was there now, I would bring out of the cap and gown, put it on you. I'd bring out of my camera, you know, make a little snap and flash a picture. I would give you the picture. You give me $20. I give you a diploma and your college graduate, ready to go. I don't know where, but you're ready to go there. And I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure, right next door to the 5-Minute University, I might open up a little law school. You know, you got another minute?
Why not? Father Guido Sarducci, what's friggin' here? Are you there, Tom?
This one. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Or is this the bad mic?
No, I gotcha.
Okay.
Father Guido Sarducci, the 5-Minute University. Friggin' here. And still at friggin' 10 watts. So
yeah.
I hope you can hear us. If not, move closer. What do we got? We got some, I guess it's a new song.
Yeah, it's a new song. I don't know. It's a few weeks old at least. It's not that old, you know.
Right. It's I don't even know who does it. That's how new it is. I don't know who does it.
Alan Van Sherman or Alien Van Sherman?
Alien,
I wasn't sure.
Something like that. It's a... Smells like
Camp Granada.
Yeah, smells like Camp Granada. And I guess, according to Tom, it was on Demento.
Yeah, I saw it on the playlist. But I haven't actually heard it, so I don't know how good it is.
All right, but...
We'll find out later, won't we?
We sure will. And then maybe we got some Tim Cavanaugh after that. And anything you want to hear, 475-2271, we'll see if we can play it for you. Right here is that new song by Alien Van Sherman, something, smells like Camp Granada.
It's Ladies and gentlemen, I got the blues. Well, actually, I'm colorblind, so I'm not exactly sure what I got, but I think it's the blues. I got it here. This is Tim's blues.
Sing it, Tim.
People sometimes ask me, they say, Tim, what gives you the blues? Well, people, let me tell you some of the things that give me the blues, like going to the zoo the day the monkeys burst into flames, then being questioned by the cops 'cause they found anti-monkey literature in my car, or ordering chicken on a spit from a waiter who seems to get everything backwards. Finding out that my friends went behind my back and learned the metric system. Lord, I'm down. Bury me 6 feet under, or about 2 meters. I don't know the difference. That's not all. I get the blues every time I go to this bar run by manic depressives and make the mistake of staying 10 minutes past the end of happy hour. Then overhearing some high school girl exchanging babysitting secrets, discussing how many tubes of glue it takes to keep a 2-year-old on the ceiling long enough you can watch Melrose Place undisturbed. Then going to a barbecue where I'm the only person there with hands. Next thing you need to open all the bottles and cans.
Come on, Pete. Blow your heart.
Time for my harmonica solo.
Play it, baby.
Now they call me Fingers Cavanaugh.
You the man.
It's like I got carpal tunnel syndrome from the way I play. Gonna wail on this thing for you now.
Well,
here we go. Thank you.
That's for me. You the blues man. That's for me, Tim.
Just as I'm sinking into the depths of depression, one of my friends comes up to me and says, Tim, you know, things could be worse. I mean, at least you're not related to Suzanne Summers or Sandy Duncan or Sandy Donaldson. Just as I begin to feel better about myself, I get a phone call from my uncle, Jim Neighbor, asking whether I found any copies of Dead Monkey Digest that maybe he left in the backseat of my car. I said, Jim. What you doing with those monkeys, Jim? Thank you. Thank you.
Captain, Captain, come and dock and bring along your big fat cocktail shaker. We'll have a ball in my country. Skies are blue, the sun is beaming, and I can't wait to have your semen. Come on ashore to my country. We'll rent a boat and go explore the treasures on my ocean floor. The swamp is thick, but don't be a worthy. Steer your canoe right through my pussy willow. We'll catch a buzz and have a gas and get ourselves a piece of asparagus. I grow it here in my country.
Let's tell them what to pack, Polly.
A pair of shorts should do the trick. But don't forget that 10-inch dicky, baby. The nights are cool
my country. But when it's frigid on the eastern front, it's nice and hot down in my country. So baby, please come again. Come again. Come again. Come again. Sailing, sailing over the ocean blue. Davy's got a dinghy, so he paddles his own canoe. He's got the cutest little dinghy in the Navy, and all the girlies know that it's so. The cutest little dinghy in the Navy, they love to watch him go heave-ho. Just for a lark he went and painted it green. It's the only green dinghy that the girls have ever seen. The cutest little dinghy in the Navy. Heave-ho, heave-ho. Now other sailors take the girls canoeing. It's an old, old Navy technique. But Davy gets more girlies with his dinghy, and what is more, it never springs a leak. Every time it rains, his little dinghy gets wet. But Davy says it's waterproof, so he doesn't fret. The cutest little dinghy in the Navy. Heave-ho, heave-ho. Now I have seen 100 other dinghies, and I'm qualified to remark, he's got the cutest little dinghy in the Navy. Why, I would know it even in the dark. It isn't very long and it isn't very short. It's built for speedy action and it gets him into port. The cutest little dinghy in the Navy. Heave-ho, heave-ho. It isn't very narrow and it isn't very wide, but you should see that thing go in and out with the tide. The cutest little dinghy in the Navy. Heave-ho, heave-ho. To keep it from the girls, Davy says is very hard. Why, it isn't even safe down at the Navy Yard. The cutest little dinghy in the Navy. Heave-ho, heave-ho. The Admiral has a flagship and the Captain's got a cruiser, but Davy's got a dinghy, it's a Lollapalooza. The cutest little dinghy in the Navy. And the old Admiral was heard to say, if he had Davy's dinghy, he would always feel springy. He'd ride the waves night and day.
Lorena, sweet dove, good morning. I love you, Lorena, from your head to your toe. What a beautiful day. Why don't we just lay here, Lorena, and uh-oh. Where'd you put it, Lorena? Where'd you put it? Lorena, where'd you put it? Where would it be found? Where is it, Lorena? I'll miss it. Lorena, Lorena, won't you please look around? I saw it last night. It was hanging there right where I like it, but it ain't there no more. Now I'm angry and blue. Dang you, I feel taken, forsaken, and sore. Where'd you put it, Lorena? Where'd you put it? Lorena, Lorena, I'm through doing chores. Gosh darn and doggone it, I should have put a beeper on it. Oh, Lorena, it wasn't yours. I can't find
want it in my drawers. You think it might be in yours, or in the garden, or the meat compartment of the Frigidaire? Did you hide it in a cookie jar? What? How bizarre! You threw it out of your car. Where? I'm going to call 911. I'm going to tell them what you've done. They're going to run you, Lorena, to jail. Unless you do like I say. Okay? Now sit down, Lorena, and tell me. Where'd you pitch it, Lorena? Where'd you ditch it? Lorena, where'd you heave it? Where'd you leave it? Where's it at? Where'd you wing it? How far'd you sling it? Oh, Lorena, where is my hat? Where did it go? Lorena, where's my hat?
Bongos, Bass, and Bob with Clearly Unhealthy.
That was cool.
You probably, you've never heard that whole album, have you?
No.
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 See, I know all the songs. Bongos, Bass, and Bob, Clearly Unhealthy. Before that, Doo Doo Wah with Lorena, the Lemon Sisters with In My Country, and Tim Kavanaugh with Tim's Blues. That was it, right? We only played those four songs.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
No, we played the tape. Smells Like...
That's right. I knew I was missing one. I was like, four songs? No, that can't be right. Yeah, and before that was...
Alien Van Sherman.
Alien Van Sherman. Yeah, right here. I wonder what's on the other side. I didn't listen to the other side.
I think it may be an instrumental or a remix or something from the looks of it.
Band mix. Yeah, it looks... How can you have an instrumental of a...
Of a parody?
What?
kind of pointless, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, coming up we got Sudden Death with a song about South Park
and
I'm not awake, I'm sorry. You were gonna, what's the deal with that song?
Yeah, I got some news. It's gonna air on the Dr. Demento show next weekend. Unfortunately, we can't hear it around here unless you have a real audio connection.
But next weekend we'll be over break. So yeah. If you're at home
and you can hear the Dr. Demento show, tune in and you'll hear this song
at
some point. Along with a new one by Luke Ski, Psycho Potpourri, also about South Park.
Do you know that for sure, or are you just assuming that
Luke
they're going to play
it? Yeah, he in the letter I got from Dr. Demento, he said he was going to play it with Luke Ski's song as well.
All right. We'll have to
I don't know if they're going to be back-to-back or not, but knowing the show format, it probably will be.
Most likely, yeah. I'll have to send Luke some mail then, because I don't have that song yet. We'll get it, though. Any request, 475-2271. We'll play it if it's funny and makes you laugh and all that. All right, now, here's some Sudden Death and maybe some more rap-ish type novelty music after that.
These kind of shows are senseless, vile trash. Many people tell me this show is pathetic, but when it comes on, I shake like a diabetic. TV tunes in and my brain tunes out, and it takes another week for me to fully calm down. Have a seat, unplug the phone, come on now, here we go. You got smacked upside your head, 'cause you're talking during the show. I stay glued to my TV till my brain is a sieve. If you bother me while this show's on, you might not live. I'm watching
South Park, South, South Park, 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 South Park.
I wanna be a character in that little town with cut paper clothing and a face that's round and an ability that's cool, yes they all can, without the use of their arms still move their hands. I'll bet you half a penny that they're gonna kill Kenny. The hats and earmuffs that they wear are so trendy, they're so friendly, and Stan's gonna puke on Wendy. Now during the day, they all go to that school. The chef sings a song cause he's just so cool. I hope that they're all ready for the latest quiz. Mr. Garrison's not gay, but Stan's dog is. Now I'll tell you the easy truth, I love the little sleazy youth. I wanna call up Jesus too, yeah I want the cheesy poofs. Psychotic turkeys tore the place apart. Terrence and Philip, all they do is fart. And Kyle's stupid mother tried to can the show, but then he met Mr. Hanky who said, Kenny gets killed then comes back next week. It's like he's being cloned by that mad scientist freak. But I don't understand why he wastes his time. He's not worth it cause he's only got one behind. And Cartman is still gaining weight. Eating appetizer, thank you cakes, cheesy poofs, beef cake. Sam's Uncle Jimbo hunts rabbit and fox. And his friend Ned has a cool voice box. As odd as it seems, Jesus fights for a cause. That's a beat the crap out of Santa Claus. And now they got toys on the shelf at KB and a home version of Kick the Baby. And if you try to change the channel while I'm watching the show, I'll... So why do I watch the show? All the people in the town think I'm insane. After a hard day's work, this show provides quite a relief for my brain. 'Cause if I didn't, well, then my nerves would just blow up. And I would end up like that creature, Scuzzlebutt. And he's from
South Park, South, South Park, 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 South Park, South, South Park.
Leave me alone. stupid questions to stupid people.
Kids in school used to call me a fool. They said rock was in and funk's not cool. I said, I don't care what you guys like. Step aside, baby, bubba, and I grabbed the mic. Well, I started to rap and I rapped some more. A few minutes later, they were on the floor. They were calling me the rapping king. Then we all got hands and we started to sing. Shake it down.
Shake it down, shake it down. Shake it loose, flip it up, let it out, get it up like a white boy band.
Don't interrupt.
You can dance, you can clap, you can move it to my rap. Listen to me, ladies, cause the white boy's back. Now shake your bodies like you just don't care. You know my rap is mean and my skin is fair. So clap your hands, everybody, clap your hands to the beat. Keep the cool when you do and don't sweat the heat. I've always been sexy, I know I'll never lose it. Color doesn't matter, it's all in how you use it. Make it loose.
Make it loose, make it loose. Flip it up, let it out, get it up, shake it down. This guy's moving it round and round.
So you know you're gonna party when I'm in town. Gonna rap your body crazy, gonna bring the house down. It won't matter when your feet are on the floor. You'll be hippin' and a hoppin' and a begging for more. Society tells us what we shouldn't or should. Well, count on me to be the first that would. So join this white boy and take a chance. Check it out, mama, I can even dance. Flip it off.
Flip it up, flip it off. Let it out, get it up, shake it down. Make it loose, let the white boy show you.
Yeah, I know. You say rapping and dancing and clapping are dandy. But how's this dude treat his sugar candy? Well, just relax, let your backbone slip. I'll tell you the truth, won't give you no lip. I like my ladies, that's the spot. I give them what they want and that's a lot. So give it to me, baby, and I'll be sweet. And I'll pick up the check when I take you out to eat. Let it out.
Let it out, let it out. Get it up, check it down, make it go, flip it up. These things really need.
Let me say y'all.
I'm gonna sock, gonna rock, gonna shock the whole house. I'm gonna slip into your soul and bring the boogie out. Champagne, diamond rings, and caviar. Got a pocket full of money and a brand new car. My walk is loose, my slacks are tight. I'm not bragging, I'm out of sight. I rap with class, I rap with style. I can rap that brown right into a smile. Get it up.
Get it up, get it up. Shake it down, make it loose, flip it up, let it out. Just who's loving it.
Nasty.
Get it up, get it up.
Yeah.
Let the white boy rap.
Lay back.
Yeah, yeah. Get it up, get it up.
What's happening?
Let the white boy rap.
I can't control it.
Get it up, get it up.
Woo.
Let the white boy rap.
Ain't no big deal.
Now everybody's rapping about bread and lunch. I'm gonna
Was when an American about to go abroad would be warned by his friends or the guidebooks not to drink the water. But times have changed, and now a foreigner coming to this country might be offered the following advice.
If you visit American City, you will find it very pretty. Just two things of which you must beware. Don't drink the water and don't breathe the air. Pollution, pollution, they got smog and sewage and mud. Turn on your tap and get hot and cold running crud. See the halibuts and the sturgeons are being wiped out by detergents. Fish gotta swim and birds gotta fly, but they don't last long if they try. Pollution, pollution, you can use the latest toothpaste and then rinse your mouth with industrial waste. Just Just go out for a breath of air, and you'll be ready for Medicare. The city streets are really quite a thrill. If the hoods don't get you, the monoxide will. Pollution, pollution, wear a gas mask and a veil. Then you can breathe, long as you don't inhale. Lots of things there that you can drink, but stay away from the kitchen sink, the breakfast garbage that you throw into the bay. They drink at lunch in San Jose. So go to the city, see the crazy people there, like lambs to the slaughter. They're drinking the water and breathing the air.
What happened to the water, the water, the water? What happened to the water, so wet? It mixed up with the dirt, the dirt, the dirt. The water got into the dirt and turned into mud. The mud got on my shoe, my shoe, my shoe. The mud got on my shoe, and then I came inside. I messed up the carpet, the carpet, the carpet. My mud got on the carpet, and my mom got mad. She sent me for some water to clean up the carpet. I turned on the faucet, and nothing came out. What happened to the water, the water, the water? What happened to the water, the water? We need to clean the carpet and wash the dog and wash the dog. Wash the dog.
WITR.
Henrietta.
Modern music and more. And friggin' more.
Friggin' more. None of the above with friggin' Tidal Wave.
Yeah.
Space Ghost. Well, one of the Space Ghost characters.
Yeah, I forgot his name.
So I get him. I don't know. I don't watch the show enough. With a little thing about water, and Tom Lehrer before that with pollution. And before that, a few rap type of songs. Sir Mix-a-Lot with Square Dance Rap, Kip Adada with the White Boy Rap, and Sudden Death with South Park.
South Park Junkie.
Junkie.
Yeah. I can't just call it South Park or it's a trademark infringement.
That's true. Junkie. I'll put the word junkie on there. anything you want to hear? 475-2271. Call up. Try not to call up right before we do the mic break because then we won't answer the phone. Sorry about that. Whoever that was that called up wanted to hear Convoy. We can't find it, but I did find something that should be just as good.
Yeah.
And I hope you like it. And we're going to do a whole bunch of other songs after that, so keep listening. And then listen to Jeff after that, because he'll be really good, too. And
Boy, you're just wide awake this morning, aren't you?
I'm so awake. No, not really. Alcon.
Alcon.
The first ever Weird Al convention.
Yeah.
A convention entirely devoted to Weird Al.
And novelty music in general.
And novelty music in general, but it's called Alcon. And it's going to be in Chicago.
Yep.
On June...
June 13th.
June 13th. I don't know where. Do you know where?
Chicago.
No, I don't know. Place. Hopefully we can have some more information on that for you in the coming weeks. And here's some music. Who does this song?
Sheila and Sheila
with a song called Car Phone.
Jack, tell him to stall Klein until 8:45, change the reservations to Citrus for brunch, and pick up my dry cleaning. Maybe if there's a problem, it's a good thing I have a car phone.
It was a smog-filled morning in old L.A. Freeway shootings and Sepulveda Pass. Another dumb driver just cut me off. Thank God I purchased bulletproof glass. I've got meetings, luncheons, a tennis game, and drinks with Sylvester Stallone. I book up my busy calendar on my brand new shiny car phone, Ta-Ta.
He's got a bitchin' car phone. He thinks he owns the road. Yeah, he's got a brand new car phone. He's stuck in the uppie mode.
Blocking the lanes ahead, he's weaving at a frightful rate. So I get on the phone to the CHP, give the number on his license plate. Tina, this is Bill, and I've hardly moved an inch. Can you push my meeting up until 9? I'm really in a pinch.
He's got a bitchin' car phone, he thinks he owns the road. Yeah, he's got a brand new car phone, he's stuck in the uppie mode. Cause he has a brand new car phone, you better not go in his way. He's gonna use that car.
Doesn't get any better than this.
Oh.
can chop with stacks at the touch of a key. It surely is a wonderful life. I need my loyal assistant to pick me up a gift for my wife. I've got a mistress out in Malibu. Keeping up with some discretion is hard. I can damn well talk as long as I want. I charge it on my Optimum card. Tra-la.
Yeah, he's got a great big car. Phone, he's having himself a ball. He's got a mighty car. Phone, he's gonna smash into a wall. I'm just a lowly peon. His mission is my command. When he dies, he'll find a combine clutch in his hand. Car phone.
Call Brockman, Hershman, and Lerner in Lou. We've got a come small in 10. Then get my decorator on the line. I want to see the curtains for my den. A cop is pulling me over now. He'll probably hold a grudge as soon as he gets that phone call from my father-in-law, the judge. Ta-ta.
Sorry, love. The alimony papers will be late this month. I need your Ray-Ban. Phantom of the Opera, of course I've seen it. Don't be gauche. Domino's Pizza, can you deliver? I'm on the eastbound 10.
Swiping right lane by a beaver driving jerk. He didn't signal for the lane change, as if the road was his alone. When I pulled up right beside him, saw him talking on the phone. Get off the phone and drive. I'd like to make it home alive. Now you take that as truth, because of driving skills you lack. Tell your friends you're calling back. It's car, not a telephone booth. I shook my fist, he didn't see. I honked my horn, he didn't care. I slammed my brakes when he came swerving towards my fender, oh so near. I finally caught him on the open. I said, where do you get the gall? He was just about to answer when he got another call. Get off the phone and drive. Like to make it home alive. Or you take that as truth, because of driving skills you lack. Tell your friends you'll call him back. It's car, not a telephone booth. It's car, not a telephone booth. It's car, not a telephone booth.
Something a little more up-tempo. This is a song that I wrote one time when I was driving. I don't know if you ever had this happen when you're driving, you hit something like a bump in the road and you look behind you. I had that happen. I look behind me and there's like rabbit fur all over the place. And the woman who had been wearing it was like hobbling across the street. So I started thinking how funny it is sometimes we're driving, we're not really paying attention or whatever. That's why I came up with this next song here.
I ain't going to a friend's house, and I ain't going to my place of work, and I ain't going to a baseball game or a picture show. I'm just driving in my car, and I ain't looking at my watch now, 'cause I ain't got no place to go. A man says, hey, would you like a window sign? I say, thank you, sir, I'm doing fine. I'm just driving in my car. Even though it looks like things ain't going my way. Didn't get promoted. My wife, she done left me. Just got evicted. Think I'm going bald now. Now all I got is a bottle of booze and this here Thunderbird. And I'll be damned if it's insured. I ain't looking at the stop signs, and I ain't looking at no traffic lights, and I'm not looking at the children on the crosswalk. I'm just driving in my car. I'm just sipping on my whiskey, and I'm just sucking down some Valium, and I ain't worried about no side effects from the Prozac. I'm just driving in my car. How do you do, hitchhiking mama? Get in the car and take a ride with me. She says, get your damn hands off of me. I say, don't worry, ma'am, I'm a friend, you see. We're just driving in my car. And now the two of us are tearing up the highway with no registration. I ain't got no headlights, so can't see a damn thing. What the hell was that now? I hope it wasn't a human. Now I'm getting heat from this girl that I just picked up off the road. She's only 15 years old. She's only 15 years old. How do you do, Mr. Policeman? How's life treating you on the streets today? He says, pull over, son, walk a straight line. I say, thank you, sir, I'm doing fine. I'm just driving in my car. What's them red lights behind me flashing? What's that there chopper of a bug? Sign says checkpoint at the county line. Saying thank you, folks. I'm doing fine. I'm just driving in my car. I'm just driving in my car. I'm just driving in my car. She's only 15 years old. And I'm just driving in my car.
Shut up, you stupid dog.
Hi, I'm Frank, Frank Z.
Hi, Lee Cajon-Jones. How are you?
I'm fine. Nice to meet you. Your dog here, he's taking a liking
there,
to my...
stupid dog.
Oh, man.
Why don't you save that stuff for somebody like that kind of thing?
I mean, who would like this, huh?
Save it for Ralph, you stupid mutt.
Ralph, okay.
You don't seem to mind us a damn much. Get away.
Ralph?
Yeah, my brother, he's a little off.
Yeah, okay.
So you're here to see the babe.
The babe?
Well, that's what we call her, the Ferrari.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can't believe you're only selling it for something like
well,
what?
Well, my brother...
Ralph?
Hell no. Ralph's in one of them there special homes. Got into a freak accident when he tried to do something real different with a running combine. He hadn't been the same
something
since.
Something different with a running combine?
Yeah, well, Ralph's always been a little off. But after the accident, he wound up being a whole way hell of a lot off. That's why he doesn't mind it when old Scooter here does the...
Little Rock Leghound trick,
you
okay.
You get it. Anyway,
yeah.
My other brother, Zeb,
yeah.
Had this real estate office that went under. And he gave me his car to hide from the collection guys when he filed for bankruptcy.
So why are you selling it, huh?
Well, Zeb says he needs money, and he asked me to sell the Ferrari for whatever price I could get for it. He needs money to pay off them their 1-900 phone sex bills.
1-900 bills?
Yeah, that's how he lost the real estate office, doing that phone sex thing.
Oh, boy, that's a new one.
Well, you know, he was paying something like $5 a minute for that stupid stuff. I kept saying, you know, if I went to Vegas, you know what I could get for that kind of money? Hell, I could get some hooker to do the most ungodly stuff in the world to me for $5 a minute. Hey, for $5 a minute, I could get my legs.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you could get a lot done for that. But, you know, what's with the car? What's wrong with it? $14,000 is a really low price
well,
for something
like
that.
Well, we made a few modifications to it.
Modifications.
You know, my brother said that the authorities would be looking around here for the thing.
Uh-huh.
And he said that we could paint it and do whatever it took to make it look different than it did originally.
Modifications?
Well.
Oh, man.
We did a couple of things that most people wouldn't have thought about.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we got an adapter kit, and we added the...
two extra tires, a six-wheel Ferrari.
Well, it's an all-terrain vehicle now. I honestly think that this is one of the world's finest Ferrari ATVs.
The only Ferrari ATV.
Okay, so this thing can climb most anything you've got. It's also got some other stuff we added.
I don't believe this.
You can see, we go hunting quite a bit.
Yeah.
We made a point to add that there gun rack. Which, of course, wasn't easy with the roof being so damn low.
Yeah.
So we tore that off and added a new one.
And with all the four-wheeling you...
Six-wheeling, actually.
Six-wheeling you do. You
well,
needed the...
Right, the roll bar.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I got four of them there helmeted light thingies up top there.
So do you guys watch a lot of Dukes of Hazzard?
What?
The hood, the painting
oh,
on the...
Oh, yeah, the Confederate flag. How do you like that?
The writing really sets off the entire
thing. Oh, yeah,
that's
there's my girlfriend's name, Bessie May.
And your previous girlfriend was named Selma Jane, right?
Well, how did you know that?
Well, it's kind of X'd out in black spray paint there on the top of the hood.
Oh, yeah, forgot all about that. For a minute there, I thought I was going to have to call one of them their TV shows and tell them about that guy with the ESP stuff that they're always talking about. You know, I just love that show with that there Robert Stack guy.
Okay.
I mean, he's quite the journalist.
Yeah, right. What about the luggage rack up there, huh?
Well, we put that on there after we did the trailer hitch, and the rack there was too long for the top, so it just kind of hangs off the end there.
Well, it's a real nice touch, but it wouldn't stay on if it weren't for the duct tape, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I like duct tape. Gotta love that speed tape.
Yeah.
I tell you. Stuff holds on at any speed. That's why they call it speed tape.
Probably pay nothing for insurance. So you work here on the farm and part-time
why
stuff as well?
That?
Well, the thing on the roof there, the...
Oh, yeah, the Domino's thing. Yeah, I do some delivery on the side. You know, it's hard to make ends meet these days with the economy being the way it is and all the drinking I do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, it's been great and everything, but I think I need to get going. This wasn't what I was looking for. You know what
I mean? I was just about to solder a stepladder onto the side of it.
Oh.
I mean, if it's too hard to climb into, I could do that right
now.
No,
that would be wonderful and everything, but
I've got... We're going to put on one of them...
Auga horns. I knew it.
Help?
Oh, God, please kill me an Auga horn. No, I've got to get going. I got an appointment with my therapist. Yeah, yeah, therapist. He's pretty straight.
Give me your number and I'll call you when we get it camouflaged,
we don't have a phone. Yeah, that's
it. How about your address? I'll just write you after we get the extra spare.
Ooga chaka, 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 ooga chaka.
I can't stop this squealing deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize how you set me free. When you find me with your chain so tight, you let me know we'll have fun tonight. I'm hung from the ceiling, my backside is healing, 'cause you're within me. Licorice whips of candy, they stick to my behind. Girl, you got me panting for another length of twine. All the good lust, when we're all alone, beat me up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. Everybody! I'm hung from the ceiling. My backside is feeling. My backside is feeling. 'Cause you're whipping me. One more time, acapella.
Ooga chaka, ooga chaka, ooga.
Says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils when you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? It comes a blushing bride, the groom is by her side. Up to the altar, it's steady as the brother, while the groom has got the ring, and it's such a pretty thing. But as she slips it on her finger, the choir begins to sing. Chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother said don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you hear it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Now the nation rises one to stand there on its own. Up to the White House, in the nation's only White House, the voice their discontent unto the president. Acorn the burning question, what has swept this continent? If tin whistles are made of tin, what do they make foghorns out of? Boom, boom! Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your mother says don't chew it, do you swallow it in spite? Can you catch it on your tonsils? Can you hear it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? On the bedpost overnight.
Oh, there's a love you're in the one who holds your time.
A Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. On the bedpost overnight.
It's a dollar and a dime, it's a dime.
He's singing another chorus, but he hasn't got the time. On the bedpost overnight.
Hello, I'm Ray Bradbury, and welcome to the Monkey House.
Cut!
Ray? Ray, it's not the Monkey House. It's Ray Bradbury Theater.
Slip of the tongue. Monkey House. That's Kurt Vonnegut.
Yeah, it is. And you're Ray Bradbury, and this is Ray Bradbury Theater.
That's correct.
Okay, roll it!
But you know, some people say that Kurt and I have similar writing styles.
Cut! Ray, your line is, hello, I'm Ray Bradbury, and welcome to Ray Bradbury Theater.
But you know, some people say that Kurt Vonnegut and I have similar writing styles.
Not unless they're retarded, Ray. Are you ready for this take or what?
Yes, I'm ready.
Roll up!
Hello, I'm Ray Bradbury, and welcome to Hunter S. Thompson's Shark Tank.
Cut! Ray, it's Ray Bradbury Theater. Mm-hmm. See? Ooh. You're not Hunter S. Thompson. If you were, you wouldn't be introducing Ray Bradbury Theater.
This is very true. There are many differences between my work and Hunter S. Thompson's work.
Mm-hmm. His is good, yours is bad, but you do both write in English, so I can understand the confusion going on in that shriveled, dried-out grape you call a brain. But listen, your line is, hello, I'm Ray Bradbury, and welcome to Ray Bradbury Theater.
Yes, and I'm ready.
Action!
Hello, I'm Ray Bradbury. And I'm finger-licking good.
No, you're not, Ray. Cut! Ray, your line is...
I am finger-licking good.
Ray, I don't care. Finger-licking or not, we have to film this five-second introduction to your lame cable show before your target audience gets put into nursing homes that don't carry A&E. Listen, your line is, hello, I'm Ray Bradbury. Say that.
That.
That's not funny, Ray.
Then why'd you make me say it?
Ray, say this with me.
Say this with me. Oh.
Listen to me, Ray. I'm tired of screwing around with you. Nobody cares about you. Your line is, look at me. Look at me, you old turd. Your line is, hello, I'm Ray Bradbury, and welcome to Ray Bradbury Theater. Hello. Hello, I'm Ray Bradbury, and welcome to Ray Bradbury Theater. Do you understand? Do you understand?
I just wet myself.
Get him a towel. All right. Dry off. Relax. Have a donut. You like donuts?
My wife is dead.
Yeah, I killed her.
What?
No. I'm sorry. Okay, no. I didn't kill your wife, right? Right. Mr. Bradbury, I didn't kill your wife. I'm sorry. Now, we're all calm now, and we're going to do one more take. And if you don't get it right, I'm going to fart on your head, okay?
Okay.
All right. Roll take. You're on, Ray.
Hello. I'm Ray Bradbury.
Say it!
I can't.
Cut!
No!
Come here,
no,
old man.
No.
Come here!
Come
here. Roll the tape! Roll the tape! Now say it before I beat your damn brains in!
Hello?
Say it or die!
Hello? I'm Ray Bradbury. Welcome to the Ray Bradbury Theater.
Cut! Perfect! Cut and print! Now get out of here, you pathetic has-been. I was this close to directing Hook, and I end up working with geriatric morons! Get out! Who's next?
Hello, I'm Stephen King, and I'm a little girl.
Oh, Christ!
897 WITR, Henrietta.
Modern music and more.
And more in the Dead Alives. With Ray Bradbury. Before that, with a whole bunch of stuff. We played a lot of stuff, actually.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of songs in today.
They're all short songs. Lonnie Donegan and his Giffle group. With Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor? On the Bedpost Overnight. Faust and Lewis before that with Hung from the Ceiling. Mr. Zip with Zeke in the Ferrari. Henry Phelps with Drivin'. Dan Chopin. That sounds good. With Get Off the Phone and Drive. And Sheeler and Sheeler with Car Phone. Not really by request.
Not really.
No.
The closest thing we could find.
I hope that worked all right for you. Coming up, we got some National Lampoon stuff that you said you've heard it before?
Yeah. We may have played it like long, long time ago, like maybe before we were even an official show.
I don't think I've ever heard it, so I don't know.
I don't know if it's the same one I'm thinking of. We may have played it, but I'm not sure. We'll find out.
Yeah, we got some National Lampoon stuff with a Catch It and You Keep It, and it's friggin' here, and we're friggin' here for another 45 minutes or so, and if you want to hear anything, 475-2271, you can call us up and request it. But right now, here's some National Lampoon stuff.
time once again to play Catch It and You Keep It. And here's your host, Bob Benson.
Hi, folks. For you newcomers to Catch It and You Keep It, here's how we play the game. I'm now standing on a balcony on the 10th floor of the CBS studios. The contestants are gathered below me in the parking lot. My assistants and I will throw prizes down to the crowd, and if they catch them, they keep them. That's all there is to it. Now let's turn on the PA system and start the fun. Can you hear me, folks? Who do we have first, Phil?
Well, Bob, our first contestant is a consulting engineer who used to play center field for his high school baseball team. Meet Mr. Ronald Hodgson of Canoga Park, California.
Well, welcome aboard, Ron, and tell me, how were you out there in center field, Ron? Did you drop many?
No, I've booted a few.
Well, let's hope you're in top form today, Ron, because I'm holding a 21-jewel Benrus wristwatch. How'd you like to give it a try?
You bet.
Then get ready, because here it comes! And he caught it! Take a look inside the box, Ron.
There's a watch. And money.
Yes, it's a surprise bonus of two crisp $100 bills. Now, Ron, I'm holding a lovely piece of American Tourister luggage. Would you like to try for it?
Well, I don't know.
I'm going to open this suitcase, Ron, and place inside it a $500 Spiegel catalog gift certificate. Now, how do you feel?
Can I ask my wife?
Go for it, Ron. Go for it.
Well, okay. She's the boss.
It's a bit on the bulky side, so you'll have to be pretty agile.
I'll give it a try.
Ron had better be agile indeed, because what he doesn't know is that in addition to the $500 Spiegel Catalog gift certificate, the suitcase also contains not one, not two, but three solid gold bars weighing 85 pounds each. And after a 100-foot fall, this baby's going to carry quite a load.
Get ready, Ronald Hodgson of Canoga Park, California, because here it comes! I guess Ron booted another one, and I'm afraid his brand-new watch got spoiled in the bargain. Moving right along, it's catch-all time, when we'll just toss merchandise over the side, and whoever catches it keeps it. Are you ready? Then here goes. Can you describe some of the action, Phil?
Be glad to, Bob. An elderly woman has just snagged a Sunbeam toaster, and whoops! A Hamilton Beach electric knife has come down point first, I'm afraid, on a man dressed as some sort of vegetable. I think it's a turnip. Oh, there's something. A lady was so pleased over catching a Sears completely immersible electric coffee maker that she failed to notice a plummeting Tappan gas range. Tappan, the leader in kitchen appliances since 1881. Most of the contestants managed to dodge the amount of freezer, but the year's supply of Gaines dog food certainly caused quite a stir. Three couples joined up and made a great try for the dining room set from Ventura Collection by Keller. Two or three more and they just might have...
There goes the fanfare that announces our mystery package. Remember, this package could contain anything from feathers to lead balloons. So, while the contestants get ready, Phil will let the home audience in on the secret.
Today's mystery package contains a dream house. That's right, a prefabricated golden medallion home for the ultimate in total electric living, complete with wall-to-wall carpeting and a real brick fireplace. Altogether, it weighs over 46 tons.
Are you ready? Yes! And here it comes! Wraps up today's show. But nobody goes away a loser because every contestant gets a Parker Brothers Catch It and You Keep It game to play and enjoy in your own home. See you tomorrow.
Okay. I was listening to NPR and they were talking about playgrounds and how they're really dangerous. You know what I'm saying? Like these... Why am I saying that? Do you know what I'm saying? There's all these playgrounds and there's like... Okay. They're talking about playgrounds, and they went around, like, looking at playgrounds. Somebody was checking out how safe they were, and somebody heard this today. Okay, here's what's weird, all right? They started talking about jungle gyms, monkey bars, you know, that they tested on monkeys first. Right, and you kid gets up there, hangs upside down, falls down, bangs his head on 12 different metal bars before hitting the, if he's lucky, thin piece of rubber laid out over concrete designed to cause internal injuries without anything showing up on the skin. Well, I mean, you know, if you don't have that, how are you supposed to deal with danger as a kid? Okay, so that's, you know, I'm thinking that's what I had in my playground. I grew up in Peter Cooper Village in New York City, in my playground with the monkey bars, with the metal and the rubber over the concrete. And I thought, oh, man, if they're going to make everything safe, it's just going to suck for the kids. So they did actually put up this modern safe thing next to the monkey bars. And next thing I know, they're saying on NPR, they're talking about how they surveyed all of these things around the country. And they said, and in Peter Cooper Village in New York City, they have these metal monkey bars next to this modern thing that they've put up. And we interviewed the kids there and to find out what they thought of the new thing versus the old metal monkey bars. And the kids are like, I don't know, it's no fun because, you know, you can't play like the thing with the fort, with the guy on the top, with the new thing. It doesn't work. And I was like, yeah! Anyway. Well, bad is bad, and good is good. And if you don't think like you should, you're a meanie. A meanie bites your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. Oh, don't let the meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. That's the chorus. Well, right is right and wrong is wrong. And me and them meanies just don't get along. And that's the reason that I wrote this song against the meanies. Cause meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. Oh, don't let the meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. Now, goodies like us, we have to stick tight and tell ourselves that we are right, because it's them we have to fight to make it safe to sleep at night. And then meanies, they can be so sneaky too. They'll try to get you to see their point of view, but we'll stay good and they'll stay bad. And when they're dead, I'll be so glad, because they're meanies. And meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. Oh, don't let the meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. Well, meanies do evil things. Some are crooks and then some are kings. And one's a taxi driver and another one sings. And one only wanted a one-night fling. And in history, meanies had us digging their ditches. And all those meanie women are just, you know, well. And one of them bit me and gave me 17 stitches. And my roommate punched me to the ditches. And meanies never listened to a word I said. We should all go fight them in the head. Because the meanies. And meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. Oh, don't let the meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. Don't let the meanies bite your. Don't let the meanies bite your head off. 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 Don't let the meanies bite your.
Now how did I know I was gonna have to pay? you away. All of a sudden, music began to play.
Raise our drink
and toast a good old twink, 89.7 WITR. Henrietta.
Hey, no, I'd want to go out tonight. I'm going to take you to a place, make you feel all right. This cruel world just ain't for me. I want to cry. You see, I want to go dog-tough dance. Midget bowling. I want to go dog-tough dance. Midget bowling. I got to go dog-tough dance. Midget bowling. I got to go dog-tough dance. Midget bowling. Oh, yeah, I just want to have some fun. When I'm throwing and bowling, I feel number one. Darts and pool ain't enough for me. I need more. You see, I want to go dog-tough dance. Midget bowling. I want to go dog-tough dance. Midget bowling. I got to go dog-tough dance. Midget bowling. I got to go dog-tough dance. Midget bowling. It makes me feel good when I throw a little doo. No one can stop me in a midget throwing mood. Hey little guy, hey little guy. Hey little guy, hey little guy. Hey little guy, hey little guy. Bye bye little guy.
Everybody go
dog-tough dance. Midget bowling. We wanna go dog-tough dance. Midget bowling. We wanna go dog-tough dance. Midget bowling. We gotta go dog-tough dance. Midget bowling. We wanna go dog-tough dance. Midget bowling. We wanna go dog-tough dance. Midget bowling. We wanna go dog-tough dance. Midget bowling.
Hey little girl,
The Ruddles.
I think the last 2 minutes of that song was all music.
Well, they were saying, you know, the chorus stuff in the background.
Oh, okay.
But you can't hear it when I'm queuing up something and listening to it. Yeah, The Ruddles, Piggy in the Middle, and Bouquet of Veal before that, Dwarf Toss, and Little Hank before that, with Johnny Needs to Get Laid, and a pleasant little ID he did for us.
That was cool. That was great.
Anniversary show. I thought you didn't never heard that.
No, you never gave me the tape of the anniversary show.
I thought, oh, that's right, you weren't here for it.
Right. I was off painting a mural.
How'd that come out?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
It was good. Hirsch and Chipkin before that with Disco Toilet. Jim Infantino with Monkey Bars and Meanies. And National Lampoon started off with Catch It and You Keep It. And I figured out why that ended halfway through the track.
Why?
Even though the track looked like it was about 20 minutes long or something. Because if you look at the record, it's like divided into four sections.
Oh.
And it's like the first skit in the third section, and there's like a bunch of stuff after it.
Okay.
And that's what's going on with that. Coming up, we got some old Saturday Night Live stuff, and of course anything you want to hear, 475-2271, and we'll friggin' play it for you. We're here for another 20 minutes, I guess, or so.
Yep.
And then Jeff will be on, and it'll be lots of fun, so make sure you listen. Even though you probably can't hear us. All right, here we go. Saturday Night Live stuff. I was gonna say something. Saturday Night Live stuff here, off an old record that I picked up somewhere along the way.
And now a public service dramatization from your National Uvula Association.
Gee, Babs, you look like something the cat just dragged in.
I know. I feel crummy, but I just can't seem to put my finger on what's wrong.
That's too bad, Babs. Has it ever dawned on you that it may be your uvula?
Gee, no, sis. I must have stupidly glossed right over my uvula.
I had a hunch you might have. That's why I made an appointment for you with a top uvula specialist. Who makes house calls?
Hello, I'm the doctor.
Hi.
I won't beat around the bush, Babs.
Is it bad?
In a nutshell, your uvula is on the fritz. It reminds me of a little joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Babs' uvula.
Babs' uvula who?
I don't know, Babs. But I do know this. You'd really let your uvula go to the dogs.
Yes, I have.
I'd like to share this with you, sis. Two Babs. It'll behoove you to care for your uvula. Love, sis.
Boy, do I hear you, sis. From now on, it's strictly good, clean fun. For me and my uvula.
That reminds me of a little joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The preceding dramatization was brought to you by your National Uvula Association.
Here, ducky. Here, ducky. Come here, ducky. Here, ducky. Yes, you, ducky. Here, ducky. Come here, ducky. Come here, ducky. Yes, there you go, ducky. Come here. Come here, ducky. Come here, ducky. Here, ducky. Come on, ducky.
Come here, ducky.
Please,
and you mix them all together and you toss them in the sand. All the ducks come running from across the land. The huddle and the peck and the quack all together give a great big yank when you grab a tail feather. Duck butter, yum, yum, yum. See them waddle and you see them run. Pour the heads off, one, two, three. Duck butter, just for me. A true collaboration of the heaviest musicians on the planet. That's Sakimoto playing the bamboo flute. He's a monster, and he shows up the boomer on Nbira. Check it out. And over on Kabasa. Who is that on Kabasa? Oh yeah, that's the guy who drove me in from the airport. I forget his name, but he's a monster too. We're all just monsters of fusion. We're intermingling our music in a welter of ethnic confusion.
Zimbabwe.
This fatal tune was written by Hans Leo Hassler in 1599. I wrote some words and changed about three notes. Now as Cap says, it's mine. I love constructing albums from objects that I find,
from all kinds of folk scripts that are just thought of out there. Nobody owns them, they're in public domain. And the foreign musicians who play those folk riffs, well, they're just grist for my fevered brain.
Mama, don't take my copyright, you have folk riff copyright. Mama, don't take my copyright from me.
There have been slurs and innuendos, there have been nasty little comments. I don't bother to respond to them, they roll right off my back. I'm well aware that there's an element you could call exploitation in the way that I appropriate the cultures of these peoples for my own commercial purposes. But everyone who works for me gets credit,
and royalty and Grammy and a chance to ride to stardom on my coattails. But hey, let's just remember who's the genius here. Who is the master of fusion?
Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe,
fusion. It's a matter of finders keeper, 'cause there ain't no copyrights in fusion.
Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe,
fusion. We're all just ripping off each other in a jungle of ethical confusion.
Fusion.
And it's a hell of a lot of fun.
Said he wanted it and handed it to me. I found I couldn't use it because it sounded blue, and that's the very reason why I'm handing it to you. It's a song the alligators sing while coming through the rye, as they serenade the elephants up in the trees so high. The Iceman hums this ditty as he shovels in the coal, and the monkeys join the chorus up around the northern pole. Ain't we crazy? Ain't we crazy? This is the way we pass the time away. Ain't we crazy? Ain't we crazy? We're going to sing this song all night today. It was midnight on the ocean, not a streetcar was in sight, and the sun was shining brightly, for it rained all day that night. It was a summer night in winter, and the rain was snowing fast, and a barefoot boy with shoes on stood a-sitting in the grass. It was evening, and the rising sun was setting in the west. The little fishes in the trees were huddled in their nest. The rain was pouring down, and the moon was shining bright, and everything that you could see was hidden out of sight. While the organ peeled potatoes, lard was rendered by the choir. The sexton wrung the dish rag, someone set the church on fire. Holy smoke, the preacher shouted. In the rain he lost his hair. Now his head resembles heaven, for there is no parting there. The cows were making cowslips, and the bells were ringing wet. And the bumblebees were making bums and smoking cigarettes. And a man slept in a stable, and came out a little hoarse. So he hopped upon his golf sticks and drove all around the course. Ain't we crazy? Ain't we crazy? This is the way we pass the time away. Ain't we crazy? Ain't we crazy? We're going to sing this song all night today. It was midnight on the ocean, not a horse car was in sight. As I stepped into the drugstore to get myself a light, the man behind the counter was a woman old and gray, who used to peddle shoestrings on the road to Mandalay. Good evening, sir, the woman said, and her eyes were bright with tears, as she put her head beneath her feet and stood that way for years. Her children, six, were orphans, except one tiny tot, who lived in the house across the street above a vacant lot. Ain't we crazy? Ain't we crazy? But this is the way we pass the time away. Ain't we crazy? Ain't we crazy? We're going to sing this song all night today.
I attended a fancy buffet for Steve Lawrence, like a Steve Gourmet. At 80, a man stepped right in his way between the ball and our salad and the chef's souffle. Souffle! And Steve said to Edie, you're looking not too thin. Edie smashed the human thigh bone on Steve's double chin, and then proposed to Edie the very next day. She'll be Mrs. Edie Lawrence, Edie, I'm in gourmet. Gourmet! Forget about inflation, forget about Japan, forget the elections in Afghanistan, or World War III. Who will lose or win? Because Edie is mad at Steve. Edie is mad at Steve. And Steve is mad at Edie.
W-I-T-R Henrietta. Modern music and more. And sometimes it's backwards, but it's still good. In case you're wondering, that's the backwards version of They're Coming to Take Me Away.
Yeah.
By Napoleon the 14th.
It was originally the B-side of the 45.
Yeah. It's now the very last hidden track on the Second Coming, I guess, that Rhino put out a few years ago.
Yeah.
The second re-release of his album. before that, Ogden Edsel with Edie Amin meets Edie Gourmet. I love that song.
I was wondering how long it was going to be before we played it again. It was only a matter of time.
Yeah, I was trying to be good. And for a while, I played that like every week.
Every week, yeah.
It was a ritual. I had to play it. But we haven't played it in a long time.
Yeah.
And before that, was before that Haywire Mac with Ain't We Crazy, the old thing, the very old thing. The Toys before that was Smoke Two Joints. John Forster with Fusion, Screws Lewis with Duck Butter, and a thing from Saturday Night Live called Uvula, which I find myself quoting every once in a while.
Oh, really?
Nobody gets it. I'm like, knock, knock. Who's there? Babs is Uvula. And nobody gets it. I'm just about out of here. Jeff will be in. Before we go, we're going to play one last song for you. And we're going to play the song The Right Way Around. And here it is. They're Coming to Take Me Away by Napoleon the 14th.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and fiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food. I cleaned your house. And this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Huh? Well, you just wait. They'll find you yet. And when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time.
WITR welcomes The College Grind, featuring live music on Thursdays.